The Sportscast, June 28th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, Twitch.tv, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're an Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. And of course, visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, and download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. Last night, the tables have turned. The Bucks do have momentum. They lead the series 2-1 against the Atlanta Hawks. Can Trae Young come back? And are the Suns on the brink of going to the finals tonight? And who's better, Devin Booker versus Trae Young? Join us all the way from Naperville, Illinois, Jordan Vargas. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, man. Happy to be here.
Jordan, I just wanted to say if you were okay from last week. I know that Naperville had a huge storm. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we had a tornado, and we haven't had a tornado since 1996. And now the closest one was in Plainfield. We've had some touch down, but, you know, immediately dispersed. I wouldn't want to say dispersed, but didn't really do anything. But the tornado was actually 2 miles away from me. And it kind of sounded like a loud train, and you know, the sirens were going off, and it was very muffled. So you could tell the tornado. You kind of heard it's like a train coming, and how, you know, in Naperville. I mean, it got parts of Naperville are right now are completely flat. Houses and areas right now are completely crushed, and you know, it's unfortunate because families have you know, nothing left of their home. And the same thing with Woodridge, which is the town over next to me. But luckily no one got killed, and you know, there is some injuries, but you know, luckily everyone's alive. And but yeah, I mean, that was a crazy storm, and it came out of nowhere too, because if you looked in the sky, it was just lightning, and then the sky started to clear up a little bit, not like good, but the colors went from like gray to like a green, and then the wind started to pick up, and the sirens went off, and we started to go sideways. And I never experienced a tornado. Luckily, we didn't get hit. Like, our area did not get hit, but the tornado went down the road that was 2 miles away from us on 75th. So, I mean, yeah, it was pretty crazy. But, I mean, I'm happy we made it out. And pray for all the other people who were impacted. And right now, Naperville has a whole cleanup, has a whole bunch of volunteers cleaning up the debris and destruction that happened. So, but yeah, I mean, yeah, it just was crazy. It caught all of us off guard because it wasn't supposed to do that. It just was supposed to be, you know, a regular storm, but we ended up having I think it was an F2 tornado.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. Of course, if you guys watch Twister, and F5 is the max where you see these storms torment area cities, and of course, you know, Jordan is in the Midwest, which a lot of tornadoes do happen. So, but hey, he hasn't got one since the 90s. So things, you know, are okay.
Now, wasn't there tornadoes in Miami? How is Miami doing?
Yeah, well, we do have tornadoes, but we did have a incident with a condo that collapsed last week. We don't know if it was a sinkhole or if it was a structural building issue, but about 100 people are missing. And I believe a couple are dead, but I think that might add up soon. But prayers.
Yeah, you're missing under a condo. I don't want to. That's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. And, you know, there's, you know, a lot of speculation what happens. But it could take years for, you know, for us to get, like, that final report. I remember a couple of years ago there was a bridge that collapsed, and I don't think there was a final report yet on it. So, you know, it wasn't a natural disaster because there was no storm, nothing that day. It was as clear as day. So hopefully, you know, hey, things happen in life, right? You know, you're going to see things, you know, collapse, things, you know, storms coming through. But all you can do is trust God and just, you know, make sure that you are safe and make sure you have your procedures safe and things like that. But hey, your house is pretty sturdy, right?
Oh yeah, it's very sturdy. So we were happy that, you know, nothing happened.
Yeah. Well, anyways, let's go into the world of sports. Last night, Jordan, The Milwaukee Bucks won their second straight game against the Hawks, 113 to 102, 2-1 lead. Chris Middleton, second man in command, came in the fourth quarter, scored 30 points in the fourth quarter. Some people call him like the Batman. Giannis is the Robin. What were your thoughts over this matchup?
I think it's great. Chris Middleton had one heck of a night with 38 points, and he really shined in the fourth quarter. You know, well, going into the third quarter and going into the fourth, the lead was pretty third quarter was tied. And going into the fourth, I believe they're up by four. So Chris Middleton really drug that lead out and kind of expanded on that. And I mean, he had a great game with 38. And during this matchup, I do believe that, you know, Chris Middleton is Batman and Giannis is Robin. You know, other people say it's the other way around, but Chris Middleton has just been performing phenomenally during this playoff run.
That key player that Giannis really needed to rely on. And Trae Young, still trying to find that reliable guy right next to him. He tweaked his ankle in the third quarter for the Hawks. Yeah. Jordan, do you think if there is no Trae Young, the Hawks are nobody?
I wouldn't want to say that, but I do believe Trae Young is, again, a leader on that team. He's, you know, it's hard, though, because Trae Young is only, there's only so much to him that can really push them to the next level. But, I think the Hawks still have a solid chance. But, yeah, I think if Trae Young is out, then the Hawks are going to be kind of scrambling a little bit. But, you know, you never know. Hopefully, you know, Trae Young came back in the fourth after he tweaked his ankle. And, you know, they lost by 11. But, you know, who knows? I wouldn't want to say the Bucks would have, you know, completely – the lead would have been closed out if Trae Young stayed in the game. But, you know, Trae Young definitely has an impact to the Hawks team with their energy and their chemistry.
Yeah, because I watched most of the game, and I saw that the Hawks were leading most of the way. Of course, it was a tight lead. It wasn't, you know, like a significant 20 points, but it was going back and forth between 4 and 10 points. But then once he tweaked his knee, Trae Young, that's kind of the beginning of the end a little bit. Bogdanović is also, was also injured. Do you think if we saw him healthier, things would be different for the Hawks?
As I said, it's all about leadership and chemistry. You know, when you have your two stars, if you think about it in any other sport, if you have your two, you know, main big players on that team and they're out, the people who've been sitting or watching now have to step up and fill those shoes just to keep them above float. So it's harder to kind of grasp and think, you know, would they be any different? Would they be in the lead? Would they have won that game? But I mean, again, with your two-star players out, it's a little bit harder to kind of, I think, retake their roles and, you know, at the end of the day, win the game.
Yeah, Trae Young scored 35 points for Atlanta, and he stepped up, was slowed down in the fourth quarter. He stepped on an official's foot lane in the third and injured his right ankle. He will have an MRI on the ankle on Monday. Young said, it's hurting, it's frustrating, and adding the injury impacted my blow-by-blow speed. Game four is on Tuesday in Atlanta. How pivotal is this game? If the Hawks lose, is this all Bucks, Jordan?
Yeah, I think it is, because if you go back, the last time a team came back from a 3-1 deficit was when the Cavs came back and beat the Warriors in Oracle. That was the last time any team in the NBA has gone in a playoff/finals run has came back from 3-1. Now, it's not impossible, but the Atlanta Hawks are no Cleveland Cavaliers of the 2017. That's not even up for debate. So I think if the Bucks can pull away with a 3-1 lead, I would say that would be it right there. That would be the game.
Looking at this Hawks core from a talent perspective, Jordan, do you think this Hawks team needs a piece or two, or do you think this core right now is enough for the next 2 to 3 seasons?
I believe all up in developing and culture and chemistry, you can have the great. You could have great players. You know, look at the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets was arguably the most stacked team in the NBA, and they didn't make it. They didn't make it to the Western or the Eastern Conference. So I think it's all about development and, you know, working on players, finding where different players fit. Maybe look in their G League. Let's bring up a couple players, or, you know, look in their draft slots and who we need and what can they do to contribute. So I think keep the same players, you know, and if they need to adjust, but I wouldn't want to say, you know, let's remove the roster. But
No, I don't think so.
Develop and keep the chemistry. Develop and keep the chemistry up for next year, because if they made it this far, and you got to remember, their head coach was fired mid-season. So, you know, if you keep it, you know, keep that chemistry up and figure everything out by next year, you know, they could be in the finals.
McMillan should be a permanent coach, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, what's going on this one? Yeah, I think he will.
One guy that who I interviewed last week was said, hey, like the Hawks, just give him a blank check, whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you, yeah.
Interim coach, and now how he turned around this team. Of course, give credit to the Bucks, a team that's been brewing these past couple seasons. This is their moment to head to the championship. And, you know, hey, Giannis, great game as well. This Bucks team have a chance with no LeBron. You know, obviously, I don't want to foreshadow what's going to happen in the championship, but it could be the Suns. And tonight, the Suns will play against Clippers to clinch the finals, possibly in Phoenix. You can't ask for anything more. They're up 3-1. Jordan, what are your thoughts over the Suns? Do you think this is it? This is Chris Paul's dream come true.
This is their calling, and this is their time. Chris Paul, the last time he was actually on the Clippers in 2015, he was on the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals, and he did not make it past. Now roles were reversed. They were down. The Clippers were down 2-3, and now he's with the Phoenix Suns going against the Clippers up 3-1. Again, it's very hard to come back. I cannot imagine the LA Clippers making a climb back up and winning this series. The Phoenix Suns are going to take it tonight. And if they don't, they're going to take it the next game. But, you know, again, the Clippers still have a chance. They could take this game, but and the Suns take the next. But I think with everything going on, it's kind of like a perfect storm, and we've seen that. I think you can even agree that the Suns kind of have a perfect storm. They won the games at the right times in the right places. So I can't imagine it's going to stop now when they're up 3-1.
Clippers, obviously led by Paul George. They got Jackson, Zubac, Beverly, Moore Sr., which Clipper do you think has to step up tonight to help out George?
Can you say that again?
Which other Clipper player needs to step up to help out George, Paul George?
Patrick Beverly. Reason why Patrick Beverly is because his defense and his enthusiasm is going to keep them in the game. When we saw him in Houston, he did whatever he could to annoy, to be a pest, to kind of keep the game in reach. And I think that's what he's going to do, is he's just going to start annoying, pesting, keep the game in reach. And that's going to give time, you know, for the rest of the team to kind of gather themselves and, you know, hopefully keep the game pushing. Even if they lose, you know, I think it will be a good game.
Something to definitely look at. The Phoenix Suns, man, I don't know, Jordan, and as of right now, do you think they're the best team out of all these four teams right now?
Yes, because leadership, the veterans that are being in this game, I think the Phoenix Suns are it right now. I'm being biased because of where they came from. They were last in their conference from 2017, 18, all the way from when they went to the finals in, what was it, 2009, 2010? That was 2005, 2006. Somewhere, one of those two. That's the last time they were in a finals, you know, opportunity. And, you know, now they don't have that, but now they have it back. So I think the Phoenix Suns are gonna keep it going. And yeah, definitely more leeway towards the Suns than the Bucks.
And last time the Suns were in the finals was in 1993 with Charles Barkley. Jordan doesn't remember anything about that.
No, all I remember is, yeah, Charles Barkley was on there. Jeff Hornacek.
No, it was Marley. Hornacek, I think he was with the Jazz, or did he play with the Suns too?
He played with the Suns too.
Oh, my bad. Wow, I didn't know that.
Well, maybe, yeah, so I was incorrect then. So they were in the Western Conference. I really didn't pay attention to them at the time, but I remember hearing about them.
He was. You're right. But Hornacek played till 92, but did not, was not on that 93 team.
Yeah, correct.
Good history there, Jordan. Wow, Jordan. You watch the NBA History Channel?
No.
Yeah, obviously the Suns have a better chance this time because back then they had to face a unknown player named Michael Jordan going for his third championship. But this year it's going to be most likely the Bucks. I hope it's the Hawks, Jordan. I'm a Trae Young fan after these last couple of weeks. I'm not sure about you.
No, I'm a Devin Booker fan.
Which we'll talk about that right now. There's this huge conversation I've been having with a lot of people, and I've been saying, who's better? I mean, who would you select for your team? Devin Booker or Trae Young? A lot of people say Trae Young because he's unique, different, but Jordan says Booker. Why do you say that?
Well, let's look at the stats here. If we were just sit back, let's say not even look at their skill. Statistically in the NBA, players who are bigger do better. And Devin Booker is 6'5", Trae Young is 6'1". Even though Trae Young does average more points than Devin Booker, Trae Young averages 25 points per game, while Devin Booker only averages 23. I take size and more years over than, you know, Trae Young. I mean, Devin Booker also has that, I don't know, it's that smooth kind of Paul George, Kobe-esque playing. Trae Young is a great point guard. Devin Booker cannot match that. But out of overall size and what I want him on defense, what I want him on offense, Devin Booker all the way.
Do you think, like, how will Booker look like post-Chris Paul? After Chris Paul leaves, you think Booker can, you know, take over the reins?
Oh, I think he could because Chris Paul has kind of leaded him. Devin Booker is like a horse. He was thirsty, and then Chris Paul helped him lead him to the water, and now Devin Booker is drinking. And when Chris Paul leaves, Devin Booker is going to know what it takes to get to that finals, to get to the finals. He's now know what it's going to, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears to get to where he wants to be. I think Chris Paul also, without a doubt, has been for sure focused on Devin Booker and working behind the scenes. In my opinion, Devin Booker is, I don't want to say the next Kobe Bryant, but I'm going to say he's definitely going to be an upcoming legend when the early 2000 draft class leaves. Devin Booker is going to step up and he's going to be that guy. I mean, he's only 24 years old. So, I mean, he has a lot more time to grow. But Devin Booker is definitely going to step up and be that man.
Devin Booker on a good run this playoffs, you know, leading the way, him and Chris Paul. And, you know, he even said it. Like, he wants to do this for Chris Paul, Jordan. Like, it's not about him. It's not about him. I mean, he wants to do this for the Suns and Chris Paul. Chris Paul must be special, isn't it?
Without a ring, you know? He would be one of the only Hall of Famers without a ring. And Devin Booker now is in the prime opportunity. He has all the tools. He has all the tools. He has all the screws. He has everything. The Suns have everything they need to go to the finals and win. You know, so I think it's just going to be a matter of you know, how the Bucks are and how everything goes.
Back to Trae Young. How would you compare Trae Young to a Steph Curry, a Damian Lillard? How would you compare him to?
I will compare Trae Young to a Steph Curry. Reason being, I would compare him to a Steph Curry because Trae Young is that little guy who can just shoot. 6'1 in the NBA is not very big. In the real world, you know, you have some height there. But out in the NBA, not so much. And, you know, he uses his size to his advantage. He has great handles. He passes the ball phenomenally. He has a great vision of the court. He's great on defense. And he can really, again, shoot the ball. So I'd say I would compare him to a Steph Curry with the range of, you know, even we saw that last night. When he shoots, people don't expect it because how deep it is. And, you know, how uncoordinated the shot, you know, or how, you know, fast his release is. You know, it's not expected. So I would compare him to a Steph Curry off of shooting when people don't expect you to and, you know, kind of taking care of the ball.
There you have it. Trae Young versus Devin Booker. The debate continues, of course. And who knows? Maybe we'll see him in the championship game sometimes in the future. So we'll definitely see what happens tonight, of course. And then, of course, with the Hawks and the Bucks. Still not over. Still not over. Who knows? I've seen this before in the NBA where these role players to step it up and the other team becomes a little bit overconfident. Oh, Trae Young's done. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
You got to play every minute. You just can't let, you know, just let this go by default.
You can't let up the gas. In fact, you just got to go faster and harder until you get that championship. Because really, you aren't anything without a ring at that point, you know?
I love it, dude. I mean, I love it.
It doesn't matter. You went to the, you know, you aren't anything without the ring. So,
hey, the ring counts. This past weekend, Portland Trail Blazers has hired Chauncey Billups to become the head coach for the Portland Trail Blazers. 5-year contract, Jordan Vargas. Unbelievable changes here. I heard Lillard wanted him. What are your thoughts, yep. And is this a good fit for the Blazers?
This is a great fit because Chauncey Billups has been a player in the NBA. I believe he played 12 seasons in the NBA. You know, he played on teams such as Boston, L.A., the Lakers, the Nuggets, and I believe the Suns, too. He's played on multiple great teams, a great organization. He's won a ring before, and he's been an All-Star game multiple times. So he's an NBA legend, I would say. With him with championship experience, him helping lead his team, especially as a point guard, to a championship, he can, I think, kind of guide Portland in that sense of direction of where they need to go. And they especially help out Dame, you know, because it seems like Dame has done everything he could, and then, you know, his team just didn't pull through with him. So I think Chauncey will really kind of show him and the team, you know, what we need to do to kind of get there. And he definitely has an eye where what players he needs to acquire. So, you know, I think that would be the best fit for all of them. I think it's a great decision.
Yeah, great decision for Chauncey. Of course, he's been an assistant coach this past couple of years. Definitely, like Jordan says, championship-minded guy. And they fired Terry Stotts this past season, which he was with the Blazers for 8 seasons. And I've been hearing a lot that their defense wasn't good. They were good, like, offensively, but they needed some tweaking on the defense. And we'll see what Chauncey can pull up. I think Lillard, talented player, still young, and we'll see what they can do. I mean, they might need a piece or two, but hey, you know, if they can go on, you know, at least go to the semi, you know, go all the way to the championship. I think they can. So we'll see what happens with the Blazers. You know, Lillard,
Hey.
Championship guy. I mean, he seems like he has the capability of going to the finals, right?
Oh, of course.
So we'll definitely keep that an eye on that. Of course, congrats to Chauncey. He's he'll be there for a while, and things are going to go well for the Blazers. I know a lot of Blazer fans out there, and we'll see how it goes. Anyways, anything else before we head into predictions, Jordan?
Nope.
All right, tonight, Clippers at the Suns. I think Jordan kind of previewed it. What is your final prediction?
Suns are going to take it 3. Suns are going to take it 4-1. They're home. They have the consistency going, and unfortunately, I think the Clippers are a great team. They might take this game off. I said the only reason how they're going to take this game is off of Paul George and Pat, really. So I think the Suns are going to be able to pull through this one, and this would be, you know, very Cinderella storytelling, you know, Pixar movie-esque ending for the Suns is winning and going to the finals at home.
Man, winning it in Phoenix. You can't ask for anything better than that, Jordan.
You cannot.
You know, yes, the you know Suns could go back to the L.A. and win it there, but you want to win it at home, rest a little bit. And, of course, Kawhi Leonard, you know, kind of a mysterious ankle. I know, knee tweak. I know he sprained his knee, so, you know, tough situation there, but he's not taking any risks. He's not going to play tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely keep an eye on what's going to happen tonight. And, of course, game four of the Hawks and Bucks is tomorrow night. Random question on Twitter. Who is your car insurance provider? Which I don't know if Jordan has car insurance or if he drives, but the options are Geico, State Farm, Progressive, or Allstate.
I've Allstate.
Allstate. You know, they all make good commercials. Which one is the best commercials you think? Like, is it a State Farm?
You've seen it because we've done it or something like that.
Yeah, and they have and also have Jake Chris from Paul. State Farm, and also Chris Paul comes into it. So and then Progressive has Flo, Geico has the Gecko, and
Allstate has Jamie Foxx.
That's right. Wow, you know your TV commercials, don't you?
No, I just remembered. Jamie Foxx is very distinctive, so I always remember Jamie Foxx with Allstate.
That's right. Jordan Vargas, what was that?
He's very dramatic when he does his commercials, so they're kind of like, they draw you in very much.
Jordan Vargas, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about basketball scouting?
The best way to reach me is on my Instagram, CourtsideWJ, or on Twitter, TheRealJDV23. And you can talk to me there, or you can check out my new website, www.courtsidewj.com, where I updated it, and I had a recent interview with Utah Jazz small forward Malik Bainlevy. So you guys can go check that out there.
Nice. Check him out. And then, of course, go to thesportscast.net for the latest, or on our Twitter, at thesportscast1, and also download our app, The Sportscast. And Jordan, you are also coaching. Tell us a little bit tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I got linked up with someone, Henry Wu. He's an NBA champion for the Orlando Magic. I interviewed him, and we just got to talking. You know, I asked him a couple questions, and he was able to link me up with the director of Chicago Hoops, which is an AAU team out of Chicago. And I went to their practice, worked with, you know, well, helped out with the trial. Well, actually, I went to the trial first. Helped out there, and you know, we just had great chemistry, and they liked me, so they put me as assistant coach for the 14U team. So, you know, now I'm helping working with them, and I love it. Kind of, you know, again, right on my alley, the scouting and slash, you know, coaching role. But yeah, first game, first tournament this weekend. They've been delayed, but hopefully we'll do good. But yeah, I mean, I love it. It's awesome.
Can you see yourself coaching in like the long term?
Maybe. I haven't really done enough of it yet so far. You know, I've just kind of only done a little bit of it just because we haven't really had any games yet. So I don't know yet if I can – if you know, I think I have what it takes, but I don't know if I really want to do that. But maybe when I'm older. But as of now, I mean, yeah, as of now, I see myself coaching.
You're just getting your feet wet, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm just kind of – yeah, just going in different areas, you know.
Coach Bud, you'll be like Coach Bud.
Yeah.
You're like, well, it's not my favorite coach. I'm kidding. All right, Jordan Vargas, I really appreciate it. you're growing up, yep. You're coaching now, and now I'm going to go watch some soccer. Have a great day.
Are you too?